If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. They
call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
the punt fly.
Me, she don't want me no more. 187 was the number on the dial. Seems it's been following us around for a while. Things would get better, that was my train of thought. Till she put out the nine and shot me through the heart. Really is killing me and it ain't no coming back. Proceed with caution, her love's like rat-a-tat. And she only did it cause she knew she do no time. That girl gon' keep on breaking hearts because it's not a crime.
Yup, I'm cush, puff like Moses burning bush. Watch that scratch stack till I'm plush. And there's nothing V12's all we push.
Shout out to Miami, man.
Digga don't know what these bars contain. Moms walk around here think it's a game. Any girls lick lick like candy cane. Chicken nose blowing like a CD4. Literature knocks be posted low. And you know we gotta keep on moving coast to coast. And I'm a bop boss like a CFO. CFO, no, he done did it. Burn right through Mike's flows of city. Gotta grind through time, no but quit. There's a murder and a first that's been committed. Murder and a first that's been committed. Murder the first just been committed.
And she only did it cause she know she do no time. That girl gon' keep on breaking hearts because it's not a crime. I said she only did it cause she know she do no time. That girl gon' keep on breaking hearts because it's not a crime. But I just died tonight. I just died tonight. I just died tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just died tonight. I just died tonight. I just died tonight.
825.
That's what she gives me. Tonight.
Shot me through the heart. I guess tonight. It wasn't meant to be. Now my baby's gone. She don't want me no more. Somebody come and catch her. Come on, body hit the floor.
No, no matter how I try to shake it off, I cannot. She be stuck on my mind like all of these rhymes, no matter what time it be. Man, I thought she never leave, now the pain steady bleed. Now my heart like I been clap, clap. Whoever thought it be me, that a D.I.E. of a chick sometimes is like that. No, no, no matter how I try to shake it off, I cannot. She be stuck on my mind like all of these rhymes, no matter what time it be. Man, I thought she never leave, now the pain steady bleed. Now my heart like I been clap, clap. Whoever thought it be me, that a D.I.E. of a chick sometimes is like that.
Welcome to Riders Live, Season 6, episode 14. The song you just heard playing is Red Run by Literature. You could go get that song available on all streaming platforms. We got a dope guest today. Our guest today will be Literature featuring the Shock Squad. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Red Run, that's what's poppin'. Lit One Productions, that's what's poppin'. Producer, that's what's poppin'. CEO, that's what's poppin'. Shock Squad, that's what's poppin'. Piano Man, that's what's poppin'. The Promise, that's what's poppin'. Bussum, that's what's poppin'. Blue Heron, that's what's poppin'. 50 Pack, that's what's poppin'. Chicago Sleepers, that's what's poppin'. Emotional is an intense poetic story of a range journey of love and chaos through poetry, and brief narratives that are certain to keep you engaged and elated as you ride the waves of emotions with her. Go pick up the book Emotional by Kyoko today, available on Amazon.com. So, welcome to Riders Live. We got producer, rapper, extraordinaire from the Shy Lit. What's to it? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, man, y'all know, it's Literature, man, in the flesh. Producer, songwriter, arranger, vocal arranger. You know what it is, man. Look, one half of the co-executive of Chicago Sleepers with my man Rodis.
Oh man, that's what's popping, man. And that was dope.
Yes, sir.
So tell the people how you got into music. Man, how you get into music?
I got into music, man, just by watching TV and, like, you know, as a child, just watching everybody on TV, Michael Jackson and all them, the old footage of them, and thought, hey, maybe I could do the same thing, and just started messing around on the keyboard. You know, I was kind of active when I was young, so I stayed on punishment a lot. So my mama bought me a keyboard when I was in the house. I taught myself how to play it, and just started kind of going from there, building chords, writing songs, and just started doing it over the years.
That's what's up. So did you ever take any type of lessons, or are you self-taught?
I took lessons when I was about probably 8-9 years old, but I took it on the saxophone. And then what I would do is I would go home and I would take the lessons I learned on the saxophone and I would apply it to the piano. So I'm self-taught on piano, but I'm trained on sax.
Hey, I never knew that. Like, I took one piano lesson and it helped me out a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So when we get into the studio, I'll show you what I got.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, what type of artists do you like producing better? Like hip hop artists, R&B artists? Which one? What's your favorite?
I really don't have a preference, man. You know, I'm all over the place as far as genres. So, as long as you're real and organic. So I'll say that I like organic artists. I don't care what genre. As long as you're true to yourself and true to, you know, what come to your musical nature, I can pretty much work with it.
Okay. So somebody in the comments said they never got a beat.
Who was that?
Big Smash. He said he never got a beat.
Big Smash. He ain't asked me for no beat. You talking about Cuzzo?
Okay. Yeah, he said he never got a beat.
Man, because when you asked me for a beat, you know I would have gave you a beat.
I kind of figured that.
He was doing beats at the time. He ain't give me no beat either.
Oh, that's
but
what's
I got
up.
You, though, cuz. You know how we work.
That's what's yeah. up. So what you got going on music-wise?
Well, man, right now we still kind of working the tail end of pushing the whole Red Rum single, man. It's doing very well. I'm about to do a follow-up single probably like the end of July. and then drop a project in the fall time. So probably around like October, November, I have a full EP out. About 8 to 10 songs on there. Hopefully we can get a little Rodda speech on there too, so.
Oh man, you already know.
Man. Yeah, I'm also kind of dipping and diving into like the sing licensing ordeal and everything. Over the past probably 2 years, you know, I've been kind of getting my feet wet with that. So that's been a blessing, getting my music placed in, you know, different aspects of media. So, you know, that's been going pretty well. And then also just continuing just to kind of write and arrange for different artists. When I was in L.A., it was a lot of different artists I, you know, ran into or whatever who I started projects with. So I'm about to start finishing a lot of those as well. So it's going to be a lot going on, you know, in 2023. And I'll keep y'all posted on the IG and the Facebook page and the site.
That's what's up. So when it comes to producing, like with a DAW, what's your weapon of choice? Like a lot of people, they fuck with the MPC. A lot of people like Machine. Some people use the AR-15. You know, what's your weapon of choice?
Well, as far as DAW or whatever, I got to go with Logic. You know what I'm saying? I've been using that for about over a decade now, so that's just what I'm comfortable with. When we're talking about the hardware, you know me from back in the day, so you know I'm an MPC fan all day long. Right. Specifically the 2000s. So yeah, I still like the warm analog sounds from the old school. Still kind of make you feel some things that this digital stuff don't make you feel.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
I remember recording back on tapes and dats and shit. No punching in. None of that shit.
None of that.
That shit was dead.
Man, yeah, the game has changed a lot. You know, it made it a lot of easier for a lot of people to be self-sufficient. So if you don't have, like, you know, the high-end studios and all of that, a lot of the dolls and the software now, whatever, you know, they're compatible for industry standard sound. So you can kind of do a little bit more with a lot less nowadays.
Right. Yeah, you can outsource your mastering, but you being a producer, you know, if you haven't worked with the engineer, you want to be there if you're not mastering your own stuff yourself. I know a lot of people that do beats or into production, and especially active producers, they usually don't mix and master their own stuff a lot of times, even Dr. Dre. Why is that?
Well, just like creating music and, you know, producing music, that's a different... It's a different element and a whole nother, what am I trying to say? It's a different trade, I should say. You know what I mean? From mixing and mastering. There are people who go to school and do nothing but extensive training and just mixing. Then there's people who just specialize and do all their training and just master. There's an art to those. So with me, myself, I know what my strong points are. My strong point is the creative aspect of it, producing, writing, arranging, recording, you know, the artistry part of it. I can mix, I can master, I can get by with it. But if I want my stuff to be top notch and to be able to compete with everybody else out there, I'm going to, you know, work with the best person who specializes in mixing. And then whether that person, you know, is a good master for that song or not, or send it to somebody else who specializes in mastering. That's just how I do it. I go for, you know, whatever's best for the individual song. I don't really have no set formula.
I agree. Yeah. I stay in the rivers and the waters and the lakes that I'm used to. That's what I do.
Man.
You know, hit record. That's my thing. You know.
That's it.
Yeah. So, is there anybody that you looking forward to working with? So, like, on the R&B, give me an R&B singer that you would like to work with. That's out, and you know, male and female, and then maybe a hip hop artist, male or female, that you might be interested in working with. I know you want to make the paper, but the artistry is important. So, who is some artists that you might be interested in working with on the R&B side? So, let's go with a male and a female artist, or even a group.
Oh. Well, you know, ain't really too many little groups out there these days. So,
no.
Really. we probably create one though. You know, But
okay. Let
me see. Okay. You know what? And I wasn't really taking him seriously at first, but now that I've been kind of getting into his music, a lot of his old stuff, I kind of like Tory Lanez. And I feel like I can do some, you know, some arranging and stuff for him that can kind of, you know, we kind of on the same wavelength as far as like the musicality of how we structure songs. So he's somebody that I think we'll have a good vibe with. Who else? Female SZA. Man,
I like her.
Man, I love her. You know what I'm saying? Love everything about her. I've been following her whole career. I saw her about maybe 5-6 years ago when she was on tour with Kendrick Lamar, and I was a fan ever since. So, yeah, definitely want to work with her.
Yeah, do you like her underground stuff better or her current stuff?
Be real, man. I'm just a fan, so I like it all. I like the underground stuff, you know, the B-side stuff or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been there to see her growth and everything over the duration of her career.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Okay. And, what's some hip hop artists you looking forward to working with?
Oh man, it's a lot of them. Let me see. Right now, you know what? Right now, I've been kind of wanting to work with more Chicago artists, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling Dirk's movement now. Who else? Actually, it was one of my guys. He hit me up about a couple of weeks ago about, you know, hooking up with Sasha or whatever. You know, she's somebody I've been kind of excited about meeting or whatever, so I don't know what's going to come out of that. But,
I know Sasha.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can help, you know what I'm saying, make that happen then, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, they hit me with it a couple of weeks ago, but we haven't really discussed it since then. But, you know, we'll see.
Hey, I will say this. She good with her business. I'll say that.
Yeah,
she good with her business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, you gotta be, man. And she was on one of the, number one records last year with Nicki for the remix for, what's the name of the song?
I don't even know the name of the song, but she be bodying some remixes.
I'm saying, to me, she shined out of everybody, harder than everybody. So, and that was just a real proud moment for Chicago as well. So,
right. I agree with you. I remember they had a little group that they were starting with Sasha Gohar, Chella H., what's her name? Katie Got Bands and another chick. Nope. I like them, but it didn't see the light of day. They had like 2 songs out. They was killing it, but you know how sometimes egos could get into the way of productivity and creation and success.
Yeah. Most definitely, man.
Because, you know, when it comes to a team, you got to play your position.
And that's true. We know all about that, right? Putting together compilations and stuff.
Man, so I really didn't want to talk about it, but, you know, since you brought it up, let's talk about it. So how much time do you think we wasted initially trying to get it together?
Went back in with the sleepers?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to be real with you, man. I don't look at it as a waste of time back then because we were learning.
Right.
And the thing is, too, that was 2004. So this is 2023. That was 20 years ago. The game ain't what it is now. It wasn't just as easy to get in as it is now. We didn't have the digital platform. We didn't have the internet. You know, it wasn't what it was now. So it was a lot of things that was make it easier for you nowadays or whatever that we didn't have back then. But on the flip side, I learned another type of hustle. I learned, you know what I'm saying, the grassroots hustle. Remember, we was out there actually hitting the pavement on the streets, street team and everything, actually doing live shows, doing all that kind of stuff. So we got to interact with people.
It down.
Man, I tell people that, man.
And people don't understand, like, shout out to CD Baby. They was our digital distributor. They had that boy everywhere.
Sure did, man.
You know, at times I thought it was kind of going in vain, but, like, when we was doing the grassroots stuff, doing the shows and stuff, we was killing it.
Remember the show at the East of the Rhine, man?
Man, That was dope. Yeah. That was so dope.
Yeah, it was epic. And that was like all before the camera phones and all that. I tell people, like, we had our movement before we had all the technology and stuff. So,
hey, but the same. I'm going to be honest. All that stuff and all that work, it didn't go in vain.
Nah, not at all, man. It shaped everybody to the artists and the people, the musicians that we are today. You know what I'm saying? So we had to start somewhere. And it is what it is. It happened, and it's on our resume, too. So.
Right.
You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
If you want to see what we was doing 20 years ago, here's a project to let you know.
Right. Chicago Sleepers Mixtape, Volume 1.
Yes, sir. The blue CD. That's what everybody used to call it.
Shout out to Gary. We recorded the majority of it at Blue Heron.
Gary, R.I.P., man.
Yeah, rest in peace. Them was some dope live sessions. What's up, Heaven's World Podcast? How you doing, sweetheart? Yeah. So, who you been working with lately, or you just been, you know, chilling or working on your stuff?
Oh, yeah. I wish I was chilling, man. But, no, just pretty much working on the album, pretty much. You know, like I dropped the Red Rum single last year, so now it's about time for a follow-up. You know what I mean? But... actually, I'm going to do more than one follow-up. I'm going to give y'all two follow-ups. So, you know, y'all get ready for that this summer. And like I said, just right now, just tying up the loose ends to the album or whatever so I can have that out by the fall.
That's what's up. So I want to ask you this. If you was on a basketball team, you're the point guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you could have four other rappers – on your team, who would they be and what position? We ain't going by basketball. We ain't going by basketball skills. We going by lyrical ability, storytelling, impact, all that. So you the point guard.
Okay.
So who your shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, and your sixth man?
All right, give me J. Cole. Let me get him for the shooting guard. This is a deep question. Cause now I gotta. Let me get Kendrick, power forward.
Okay.
Let me get You know, you can think of all your favorite rappers at any other time, but now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll throw Drizzy as four, you know what I'm saying?
Drizzy?
Drake.
Okay.
And then, let's see, center. Let's put Future at center.
Okay. Who you got coming off the bench?
Let's get somebody new. Who we got coming off the bench, man? That's a good one, Rado, man.
Okay, it's all good. See ya. That's a good five.
Yeah, man. You know what? You give me Big Crit.
Okay, that's what's up. I like Big Crit.
Yeah, give me Crit. Yes, better.
That's a lot of diversity on that team.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, you know me, man. I'm about lyrics, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of diversity on that team.
Sir.
Hey, Swift the Don said, let him be the ball boy.
Man, you one of the managers of the team, brother. Stop playing.
Okay. Yeah. See, you got a general manager.
I ain't even know Swift was on here.
Yeah, Swift on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's with the design.
So when you producing, right?
Yeah.
Where do you draw inspiration from?
I draw inspiration from, honestly, a lot of people that I worked with before. I try not to sound like, you know, nobody that's out. I try not to sound like nobody I work with, but I do draw inspiration more so from people I've, you know, worked with on a grassroots level. Because you really get to see people's true artistry when you actually, you know, in an intimate setting of a studio with them versus you know, the recording or the polished version, I should say.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been around a lot of dope artists, and enough of them, you know what I mean? They were dope enough for me to draw something from them.
Yeah, that's what's up. So what's one of your most memorable studio sessions? A good one and a bad one?
Ooh-wee. Well, I tell you, a good one was when we did the Flick song. Remember Me, You, and Swift?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, man, we just went in there and just kind of, you know, freestyle on the hook and freestyle all the ad-libs and everything. And just had a party, man, just got it all on tape.
Yeah, if we would have made a hook to that shit, it would have, I mean, I'm sorry. If we would have made a hook to it, it would have been corny.
Man, that's what I said. That's what made it real, though. The whole fact that we didn't have no hook. Instead, it was just, you know, I just everyday convo.
All I heard was doo 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 doo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's what's popping.
Yeah.
What about a bad session?
You know what? I don't think I ever had a bad session, man. Everything I either had fun at or learned from or was productive. You know what I mean? So,
I'll give you a bad session that I had.
What's that?
One time, I hooked some people up with Studio Time.
Yeah.
And they went over there and they started fighting. At the studio, and it was downtown. It was at Chicago Tracks.
And they started fighting at the studio.
They started fighting in the session. I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, dude, called me like, "Man, where you get these people?"
Right.
I don't want to say no names, but I was embarrassed. That was it for that.
And I know it was. Yeah, that's bad business, man.
All right, so do you feel that social media is crippling society?
In a lot of ways, I feel like it is, especially when you use it irresponsibly or if somebody who's not aware of how it affects them is using it. Yeah, I see a lot of like mess on there that gets started on social media, and you know it manifests on social media, but then it starts on social media and then it manifests into real life. So I see that a lot going on nowadays. A lot of arguments and fights and even murders and stuff. So,
yeah, man. I what's crazy is it be a lot of chicks getting down more than a guy.
I noticed that. Even all the fight videos that they have on social media, man, it be more females than males all day. I just saw something about that, too, that is a lot more females, you know what I'm saying, that's actually fighting online and stuff, TikToks and all those videos.
Yeah. So what is a typical studio session like for you? Working with an artist and, I mean, like a R&B singer as opposed to an artist. So, like, if you working with an R&B singer and, like they off key or they can't hear themselves or they tone deaf, how would you work around that situation as a producer with your producer hat on?
Oh, wow. Well, let's put it like this, man. A lot of singers, they hate me doing the session, but then after they hit a finished product, they wind up calling me, loving on me. I'm their favorite person in the world. But and I don't know if Swift is still on or whatever, but Swift, I know you remember a time we was in the studio and we had the girl singing the Leah hook for the mixtape. And she kept, you know, kind of going a little flat or whatever. And bro, like we did the song like maybe like 100 times, like had her do it until she got like the right.
Woo!
And she was so repeated and pissed at me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So much so, like when I dropped her off, like she didn't even say bye or whatever. She just slammed the door and just, you know, went in the crib. But once it got
Swift
finished, though.
Swift said, yeah. Huh? He said, yeah. Swift said he remember.
Right. Oh, you remember?
Yeah. Hey, Swift want to come up. Is it cool?
Yeah, bring him in.
On the way out, I popped them
my
up.
My guys, there you go. Good, guys? Oh, what's good, bro?
Swift the Don, what's going on?
Chilling, man, chilling. I miss y'all, man. I'm going to say that.
We miss you too, family.
I miss y'all, man. And thank y'all for just keep continuing doing music and being y'all.
Man, all right.
Love it. I love
look,
it.
You too.
I live vicariously through man. Y'all. No, I'm just having fun.
Playing,
oh, wow.
On the real.
Roger, who he playing with, man? This is us, man.
Let me find me a filter, man. Let me find me a filter or some shit. You know, I don't need no filter neither. Fuck it. We all in here. So what's right. the deal? Yes, lit. Hey, so proud of you, man, for the song, man. It's been going hard for a year right now.
Man, thank you.
Put the rest,
thank you, bro.
Rest of that shit out. Hey, Roger. Man. Rodas, boy, the shit you've been doing, just keep going, man.
Man.
Just keep going. I feel good about this conversation because I miss y'all. And, nigga, I want to work with both of y'all.
Hey, do y'all know James Moore? Fresh
yeah,
and Fly.
That's J-Mo.
Right? J-Mo, yeah.
All right, okay, let me get him up here.
That's J-Mo, nigga, what?
Look, dang, I don't know.
Me and this bitch, look.
I'm just trying to make sure don't know trolls.
Jay, what up, bro? Ain't no me, man. What you
think? Yeah, nigga, look.
Hey, I wanted to make sure you weren't no trolls.
What's good, boy?
What's the word, right?
Chilling, man, chilling.
What's poppin'?
Shit out.
J-Mo, what's good?
Man, chilling, man. Yeah.
Are you fishing, man?
He fish every day, bro.
Hey, I know exactly where y'all at.
Yeah?
Where?
Yeah.
What lake we on?
Right off 127th, and if you're in the city.
No, I'm in Georgia.
No, he in Atlanta. He's in Atlanta, down south right now.
That's what's up.
Yeah. He in the south.
Link, what's up, my nigga?
Man,
right.
That's slow motion. Boy, what's been good with you?
No, man, take it one day at a time, you know what I mean?
Man, right. That's it. That's all.
Man, these niggas bringing up old memories and everything, Jay. They're talking about the Slippers album and everything, bro. Come on, man.
Man, 50 pack, all
come
that.
On, man.
Yeah, you know, I had to jump on, man. I'm like, hold on, my man's nipple on that.
Come on, man. Come on. Shots.
Yeah, what happened to the 50-pack album?
Shit.
Tell the story, J-Mo.
Yeah, that's not my story to tell, so I don't...
We had the right people behind that shit, man.
Right.
That shit should have went 2-3 times platinum.
Right.
We just ain't had the right staff. We ain't had no staff behind that shit.
Now...
The music was there, though. The talent was there. The heat was there.
It was a bunch of young niggas with a dream with no staff, man. Nobody to take it farther than where we took it, where we did. You know what I'm saying? We did our job as artists. You know what I'm saying? We failed on the marketing, promotion, shit. You know, we ain't had the right people in play to make that shit jump like it should have. We was a super group, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For real, we was, bro.
Yes, sir.
First.
Hey, J-Mo, I'm still waiting to get some of that that Fresh Fly Baby clothing, man. What was on the T-shirt or something?
Man.
Hello?
Yeah.
Wait, he's breaking up, bro.
He's
out there in the wilderness, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, we'll talk about that offline, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll chop that up.
You see what I think, man? We got fried fish, fried chicken, fishing.
This nigga stay cooking some shit.
Yes, sir. But Rodis. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
No, I just want to make sure you were still there or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you to go ahead and finish up, you know?
Love, God. I'll be at the town in a minute.
All right, so if you could leave anything with the listeners of Rodas Live, what would you leave with them?
Ooh, I'm going to tell everybody this. Follow your heart, but first follow God.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
And that's it. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. It's really simple. I don't care what you're doing or what it is. Follow your heart, but first follow God. And once you do that, that's going to be the umbrella that's going to cover everything. Everything's going to go right once you do that. Make them first before you do anything, any move.
Absolutely, bro.
And that move will go right, I promise you. That's it.
What about you, Swift?
Stay true to you. Stay true to you and do it for the love. Music is all about the love, man. I don't have to make a dime in my life, bro. But if I can just make a song and have somebody listen to it and vibe to it and understand it and feel something from it, that's everything to me.
True.
That's it, bro. Classics, timeless music that you want to create. But stay true to yourself. You know?
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
So until the day I cease to exist and live, I'm going to create something. Man. And whoever get these notebooks after I'm gone, they probably be one lucky ass person. Say that.
Why are you sitting on it?
Man, you know why? Because I don't like the way the industry is right now. Honestly.
And it's cool. What you still doing. Bro. Yeah, you just keep putting it out on your own like you've been doing, you know, just
you know, a great person told me one time, just keep writing.
That's right.
Just keep writing. So and that's what I do. That's my hobby. It's my vice. It's my therapist.
Man, definitely therapy.
You know what I'm saying?
So oh hey, so I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead, bro.
So my thing is being independent forever and talking and dealing with other independent artists. I just look at it like this. If you want a sandwich, you're going to go in the refrigerator and get that motherfucker.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you want to put something out, you're going to go in the refrigerator and grab that bread and that jelly and that peanut butter and you're going to fucking put it together.
Absolutely.
Word.
And whoever want to eat, they going to eat. Whoever want to drink, they going to drink.
My dog right there. Message. Message, yes.
Man.
I get it.
Church. Yeah.
You're right, bro.
And there's people waiting to hear you.
I feel that, bro.
No doubt.
It's more than I thought recently, within the past two years.
Your following is so big on TikTok, you could put an album out tomorrow and you should be straight.
You're right, bro. I need the resources. Right now.
What you mean? Google's the number one resource.
No, I want people who work with my people.
I got an inbox.
Right. I want people who work with my people where when I love music to the point where I love music like that, I want those people around me so they can reciprocate from the shit that I'm finna, you know what I'm saying, that I have right now. That's all. And it's not about me. Not necessarily saying I want to be in the forefront, but I have shit that you can say, somebody else can say, I got shit. So I want to be able to produce that shit in that way. If that makes sense to you.
Yeah. So what, you record at home?
I record everything I do right now on my phone. I don't have no equipment, nothing right now. My whole life has been a whirlwind within the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So right now it's like when you hit rock bottom, you got to build yourself up. So I'm at that stage again, but I'm up now. I ain't at the bottom. So.
Hey, look, we know all about that, don't we?
Right.
Man.
Bro, so I have to find out how to build myself again, you know?
Right.
Sometimes it be like that, man. You already know.
It do. So I have to love myself so I can put out this music that I love for people to love it. So a lot of soul searching has been going on.
It's always needed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm faithful and I believe, so I know that it's not for the vain.
Right.
Because when I had nothing else to turn to, guess what I could turn to, bro? Music.
That's real.
But no one would listen to me. No one would hear me. I could put it into a song.
Hey, Swift, since the back row, right?
Yeah, the bro. Projects. This is the back row in the projects, bro.
We used to be in the projects making beats.
Yep.
Look, 10 in the morning to 10 at night.
10 at night, right.
Man. Chumba Park Homes.
Yep. Chumba Park, right? Wow. I still like the fact that I love the way that me and Lit met.
Man.
I don't know if you know this story, Robert. Right, man, so I'm gonna tell you
I don't know the story. Okay,
so we work at that Sam's Club, my nigga. And I found out my nigga Lit do beats. So I'm like, damn. Okay, dude seemed cool. And I'm gonna ask him, you know, say like, hey, bro, you do beats, you know, I rap a little bit, you know, but I'm looking for production. You know, you got some beats for sale. This nigga Lit say, yeah, man, but I charge $1,000 a beat.
Never lowball yourself. What up, Tay Tay? Tay Tay Time, what's up?
This is back in the day when we first met, though. So he's like, I charge $1,000 a beat. I'm like, damn, I can't afford that shit. So my guy Muddy, let me see his MPC player. So I had this MPC player for like 2 weeks, and I sat there and made beats and sit there and rapped on some shit and put it on the tape and gave it to Lit. Lit took it to the crib and played it, and rest in peace to my cousin, Steve-O. Steve-O was like, hey, yo, man, that guy right there got something. That's how me and Lit linked up, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't get charged $1,000 for that. So.
Look, instead you got a rap partner.
Right, come on, Roland.
You know what I'm talking about? And it was up from there, man. Like that,
up from there.
From the next 10 years, man, it was just a whole movie, bro.
Shock Squad, baby, Shock
man.
Squad.
Man, it was a movie.
But it was a beautiful experience in life, man. I'm glad I came across. Because Rodgers, if it wasn't for him, I would never met you. So,
right.
So I appreciate all of that, because all of these meetings were not by chance.
That's real, man.
You know?
Real. We was all meant to connect.
Come on. And, you know, it may have been years since we've spoken, but it's still something there.
Oh, yeah man.
Okay. So, I just want y'all to know, I'm still here, bro. I got something for you.
Look, and y'all better be glad my bro Lito ain't on the call, because he'll be trying to push us into a volume too.
I know, right?
Hey, that ain't a bad idea.
It's not.
You know?
Message.
We can holler about it offline. That's nothing, you know?
Hey, let's definitely holler about it offline, bro. For real. Definitely. Let's do that. But listen, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm glad y'all got on live today. I don't know how many people on here, but I'm glad y'all on here.
Man, no doubt, man. You too, family.
That's what's up.
That means the world right now. So, man. From here, let's go. Hey, let's make these phone calls to connections after this live, bro, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I ain't got no time to waste right now. I got this. We need to push this shit up.
Let everybody know where they can find y'all, plug y'all social media, and then when we get off of here, you know, we can talk in the messages.
For sure.
All right. Well, you can find me all social media platforms under Literature, LITATURE, at Literature.
And me, you can just find me right now on Instagram at Swift the Don. I'll let you boy.
All right, this has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.
Me and all my wheelers, we getting it, yup. On the count, we the hards that gets it out here, fam, man, you know we dumb. Right here, make everybody go wild when they hear it bump. Wanna act like lit ain't hot, so what you saying, chump? Got a mind and set these streets on lock, you heard it live. Whisper so fine, make a mother rappers throw in the towel. These crews out here ain't hit no ish, I show what it's all about. Little Chuck Shot Squad go hard, we get it in and we turn it out. We can take to the middle of the streets if you wanna have real beef with me. Got bars that earn, they burn like coal oil. Like a green leaf. I pull your car, cause most y'all Mars ain't hard. And it ain't harder than the sea. Come on, get sky. When I bust them in the head, they charge. Make a scene with the melody. My shoes, my clothes, my car, my coat, my swag, my cash, my beat, my flow, my hood, my ring, my watch, my chain, my crib, my chicks, my lick, and I'm a
hustle in the head, bustle 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 in the head,
cause I'm a
hustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head,
bustle
in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head,
bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, bustle in the head, the sleepers knock through the top, and the deuces spin and chop. His operation get quiet. See the white oak on the ground. Stitched in the sea, boy, I'm knee deep in the game. I'm the trunk wang, but I'm sipping with me through the land of the shizzle. On that shot bizzle, staying little, doing my thug fizzle. I'm a fat grizzle from the hunters to out west. Bubble my son is that booted and blessed. Inhale, exhale from the lung of my chest, and I ain't studying the rest. It's Midwest to the whole thing blow. See me at shows, you ain't seeing my flow. People, they know through the dough that I dwell in the land of the go. Don't come around here poppin', y'all killin' me with the drama. If a clown wanna run up and stun up, I put my gun on bomber.
Bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
cause I'm a
bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
you know I
bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
go on it.
Bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
y'all see me.
Bustin'
my shoes, my clothes, my car, cause I'm a
bustin'
my swag, my cash, my beats, you know I
bustin'
my head, my ring, my watch, my chain, my grip, my chicks, my
lips,
my
lips, my lips,
my lips, my lips, my lips, my native tongue. Shout to the young dog with a billion young songs. Get your hands brung, now I'm not your average young. Rich and famous, I remain this peak. When it go 100, I ain't never numb. I be pimpin', fuck it as a feeling, it's a green in the middle. Hop in the booth and drop an easy little. Go get a gorilla, fulfill her, for real. Are they short, dope pillar, flow dealer, show illa, more skrilla, for shiller. They all know my rep, the cats get scared. They all get shit, they ain't prepared. I'm on all of this shit, bust their head.
Shock squad. Jay Swift, BC, Smoke Red, G Moore, Non-Sister Beast, Larry Legend, come on. Watch how we
my shoes, my clothes, my cars, my coat, my swag, my cash, my beat, my feet, my hood, my rings, my watch, my chains, my grip, my cheeks, my lips, my gang, my shoes, my clothes, my cars, my coat, my swag, my cash, my beat, my feet, my hood, my rings, my watch, my chains, my grip, my cheeks, my lips, my gang.
Bustin' in the head,
cause I'm a
bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
you know I
bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
go on it,
bustin' in the head, bustin' in the head,
y'all see me.